Welcome to the Terrible Take, a mini podcast telling Steelers Nation what's on our minds. I'm Joe Clark. The Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback situation beyond 2024 is an interesting thing to consider. The team has a number of options and ways they can take this thing, and it's something I've been thinking about. Obviously, if Russell Wilson struggles and shows he's not going to be the guy, the team can then turn to Justin Fields and see what they have in him and if he is a long-term solution. That's probably the least favorable outcome, because if Wilson struggles, it's probably a sign that the team is struggling. Another option the Steelers have is they could sign Fields to a bridge extension before 2024, so this offseason, and keep him as the backup and reevaluate after 2024, whether he's going to be the starter or if he's going to stay as a backup. This would be the most likely outcome, but I'm not sure if Fields is going to be all that tenable to, you know, taking a contract before the season without knowing what's going to happen in season. If he does end up playing and plays well, his market after the season will obviously be much higher than it is right now. Although, given the uncertainty of him potentially not playing this season, it could also behoove him to get some money in the bank for the future, especially after seeing how little he went from the trade market. But I do think it's ultimately unlikely an extension of the Fields happens before 2024, because I don't think he's going to want to risk underselling himself. If Wilson does play well, though, the question then becomes just how much money is he going to want after 2024. With Fields in play, the Steelers might not necessarily want to shell out a huge contract to Wilson, and that's going to add another layer of complication, even if Wilson does turn things around and get back to the player he was before Denver. Obviously, if Wilson, you know, leads the Steelers to a Super Bowl, something like that, I think the team will probably pony up and reward him for that. But let's say they win in the wild card round, lose in the divisional round, and he wants $35 million over 3 years. With Fields there, is that something the Steelers are going to want to do? Maybe, but with Fields' presence kind of complicates it a little bit, so it might not happen. It's certainly something to pay attention to, but the Steelers have done a good job to put themselves in a position where there are a number of outcomes they could take, and they're not, A, putting all their eggs in one basket with just one guy, and they're also getting solid depth at quarterback by bringing Fields in as a backup, and given the price they paid for him with a conditional six-round pick, even if he is only a backup, that's not a bad thing. Be sure to follow us at SteelersTable.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Check out The Terrible Podcast with Alex Gazzora and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Go Steelers!